This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The state is launching a new Cash for Clunkers-style electric vehicles program this week. The program will give low-income Coloradans up to $6,000 for an EV if they trade in an old car. Ed Piersa is program manager at the Colorado Energy Office.
The older the vehicle, the more high-emitting it tends to be. This is a program that is designed to help recycle and replace those older high-emitting vehicles with electric vehicles.
The rebate can be stacked with other state and federal electric vehicle incentives as well. If the weather has seemed more extreme this spring and summer here in Colorado, there's a good reason. There have been more than 1,400 reports of thunderstorms, hail, and tornadoes so far this year. That's nearly three times what we saw last year. So we asked Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson why.
We've had a northwesterly jet stream flow for the bulk of the summer, which brings cold fronts through the area. And with those cold fronts, we get severe thunderstorms. We had 26 tornado warnings in one day, which was more than I issued for all of last summer.
Nelson says right now it's too early to say what's in store for the fall and winter. A Colorado man has pleaded guilty to threatening Governor Jared Polis and an Adams County prosecutor. Jeremy Rose left threatening voicemails at the governor's office in June, saying he intended to shoot Polis over losing his food stamps benefits. In a separate incident, Rose called the Adams County District Attorney's office and threatened to assault a prosecutor. A judge sentenced Rose to 4 years of probation and ordered him to undergo a mental health evaluation. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's a sunny day in Denver, Fort Collins, Colorado Springs, and Grand Junction.